This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, November 6th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A somber Dave Eubank, founder of the Free Burma Rangers, explained that Christian missionary, volunteer medic, and cameraman Zhao Seng died Monday from Turkish shelling, reports Faithwire. Right after the October 9th Turkish invasion of northeast Syria, Eubank's team of combat medics, cameramen, and humanitarian volunteers have worked on the front lines. At great risk to their own lives, they rescued the wounded, provided practical aid to those displaced by this war, and comforted those in harm's way. Eubank explained what happened.
He was hit by a Turk mortar or drone strike, we're not really sure right now, where we were gathering patients. The day before, we'd done a rescue. Zhao was there. We'd been hit by tank fire, machine guns, and rockets. He filmed the whole thing. He was working on that film to send out to the world when he was hit. The projectile hit about 10 meters behind this vehicle. You can see some of the damage. Gone right through the axle underneath. Pretty powerful. Blew this out. Pierced all the metal. Zhao was sitting right here working with his camera and working on our video. I was in the front seat working on the video. He was sitting there. The round hit and a projectile went through his head here and out here. Another one through his neck and his back. He was dead instantly. Even though he was dead, because we kept praying for a miracle, we worked on him total almost 2 hours, shocking him, adrenaline, oxygen. We did CPR. He was already gone. And I remember I had this image through my tears of Zhao in heaven laughing, because he's always laughing.
Despite Zhao Seng's death, Eubank has vowed that their mission of mercy would remain. Eubank and others have also called for the U.S. to return to the area, stop this Turkish invasion, and at the very least impose a no-fly zone. On Monday night in Lexington, Kentucky, President Trump made this pro-life statement.
Virtually every top Democrat also now supports late-term abortion, ripping babies straight from their mother's womb right up until the moment of birth. And that's why I've asked Congress to prohibit extreme late-term abortion, because Republicans believe that every child is a sacred gift from God.
Sadly, Kentucky Attorney General Andy Beshear, the pro-abortion Democratic challenger to Republican incumbent Governor Matt Bevin, pulled off an upset last night in an apparent victory, reports NBC News. Because Beshear refused to defend the pro-life measures passed by the state legislature and signed into law by Governor Bevin, because he accepted a campaign contribution from the owner of an abortion mill, and because he received the National Abortion Rights Action League endorsement, Republicans called him Abortion Andy. With 99% of precincts reporting at press time, the candidates were separated by less than 10,000 votes. Beshear was leading with 49.4%, or 706,865 votes, to Bevin's 48.7%, or 696,918 votes. 3 years ago, during the 2016 presidential election, ABC spiked an expose into convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein and his network of connections to powerful men, including former President Bill Clinton and Prince Andrew. That's the bombshell scoop by investigative journalist James O'Keefe. In a hot mic video leaked to O'Keefe, 2020 co-anchor Amy Robach can be heard angrily lamenting to an off-camera ABC staffer regarding the fact that ABC refused to air Robach's interview with Virginia Roberts, an alleged victim of Jeffrey Epstein.
I've had the story for 3 years. I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts. We would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. Then the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will that we that also quashed the story. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton. We had everything. I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail. And now it's all coming out. And it's like these new revelations. And I had all of it. What we had was unreal. Other women backing it up. Brad Edwards, the attorney, 3 years ago saying, there will come a day when we will realize Jeffrey Epstein was the most prolific pedophile this country has ever known.
A new bill that aims to roll out optional Bible classes across Florida's public schools has advanced to the state Senate, reports FaithWire.com. The bill was filed by Ocala Republican Senator Dennis Baxley and would require the state to offer elective courses in New and Old Testament biblical studies and Hebrew scriptures. Psalm 1 verse 2 says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." The Oklahoma Supreme Court has put a temporary block on the implementation of a pro-life law that bans a second trimester abortion procedure, often known as a dismemberment abortion, reports the Christian Post. And finally, the percentage of the population that has no religious identity may be increasing, but a new Gallup report says such an anti-religion worldview is primarily embraced by younger people, and that as people age, they are more likely to get back in church, reports ChristianHeadlines.com. The report notes that between 20 and 25% of U.S. adults are now identified as nones, N-O-N-E-S, meaning they answer none in surveys when asked about their religious identification. About 38% of adults in their mid-20s identify as non-religious, according to 2019 Gallup data, but that percentage falls to 24% among those in their early 40s, around 17% among those in their 50s, and only about 7% among those in their early 80s. Job 22, verse 23 says, "If you return to the Almighty, you will be restored." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, November 6th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.